The question was asked, should one always have guests on Shabbat? And I think the answer to that varies from family to family, but the general rule is that one first has to have a home in order to bring the guests into. And in order for you to have a home, then you need the time to build the home. For most people, that time is on Shabbat. And most people do not have the time to invest in the home during the week. So some families that are very busy working for the klal during the week have a position that they don't have guests on Shabbat at all. Because they say the rest of the week we're dedicated to the masses, so at least on Shabbat we have to be home with the kids. Some families have it that they'll have guests two of the meals, but they'll always have one meal where they're alone with the family, so that they have family time together. And some families have it that they have one meal with guests and the rest of the family, the meals with families. And some families also alternate, that they have one Shabbat with guests, one Shabbat without guests. It depends a little bit on the circumstance. You have those families like Chabad, where having guests is part of the house. I know there are families where on a meal that there are no guests, the kids all complain, how come we don't have guests? That doesn't mean the kids are right. It's nice that the kids feel so positively about having guests, but at the end of the day, the parents need time alone with the kids need time alone with the parents. It's a balancing act, and it changes from time to time. When you're a young couple, so you need time alone, but you have it more easily during the week. You have it more easily the rest of the time when there aren't any kids. When the kids are a certain age, so then they need less time. When they're another age, they need more time. Sometimes having guests doesn't attract, but it adds to the Shabbos table. Right now we're in a position where we don't see how we're going to have guests on the holidays, because we're going to be commuting on the holidays. And to us, that's destroying the holiday. We don't see, how could you have a Rosh Hashanah without guests? How could you have a Sukkot without guests? You know, how could you have a Pesach without guests? We're not yet sure what we're going to do about it. Different people have different things that they're accustomed to. You'll come, but you need to be here, Rosh Hashanah. I don't want you to come. And I'm going to be in Kohav Yaakov, Rosh Hashanah. But it's not walking distance. You guys have to be here for the prayer on Rosh Hashanah. So, we'll see. I'm just saying, it's a balancing act. And every family and every couple has to gauge, depending on the time in life where they're holding, depending on where they and their kids are holding, they'll have to figure out a different balance. There are those people who have guests every Shabbos, and it works for them. But that's the exception. The general rule is that you do need to balance it out somehow.